Welcome back to another episode of Don't Quote Us. I'm your host, Jasmine, alongside my co-host and best friends, Miriam and Roya. Episode 2.
Wow.
We have not been consistent, but...
We're busy. We're girl bossing. Yeah. We're in our girl boss era.
Yeah, sadly. I don't like it. I really don't.
I'm not in my girl boss era yet. Starting early next week, I may find out that I'm in my girl boss era.
You're a potential girl boss.
In my girl boss era.
She
TBD.
TBD on the GB. No, TBD on the GBE, girl boss era. Yeah. The one who has been really girl bossing and has like frightened me away from the world of girl bossing is Roya.
I've been girl bossing way too hard.
Yeah, isn't that a saying, like, you girl boss too close to the sun?
Too close to the sun. Yeah. Like Icarus.
Yeah.
Roy's and she's falling.
Yeah, her wings have melted off.
I'm limping.
It's bad, guys. It's bad. Maybe girl bossing is not what it's made out to be.
You know what? I'm ready to...
I'm girl bossing now so I can just live, laugh, love later. Like, you know... I'm putting in the work now. Should I start?
Take it away, Roya. Yeah. Like,
okay, so the last
time... You have
a
lot to say.
Yeah, it's pent up. The last time we were on a call, I was still in my old apartment, okay?
Yeah.
Had everything kind of ready to move. I already knew I was moving by myself, and I was like, I got this. I can do it. I did not have it. Not at all. So, on my lease technically ends May 1st, okay? Uh-huh. So that week leading up to... like my move or like my eviction. I don't know eviction, but like
not eviction. You were being evicted.
No, okay, but the week leading up to it, I was
move out.
Yeah, I was talking to my landlord about like my couch and like stuff like that. And I asked him, I was like, I'm working on the 30th on the day that I was gonna move. Like, I'm gonna move most of my stuff on the 30th. Like, I won't be sleeping there on the 30th. Like, is it okay if I leave like, you know, like a box or like something and then come back later on the week just to, like, clean the, you know, like, make sure the place isn't, like...
Like, do the final touches, the final cleanup.
And then he was, like, so, like, because on the... When we called, he gave me the impression... Or, no, not even gave me the impression. He told me. He was, like, mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't have anyone coming in on May. Mm-hmm. In May. And I was, like, okay, well, that's great. Like, yay, so I do have time. And I was, like, really, like, I was so happy. I was so relieved. Because he was, like, oh, yeah, I was going to have someone in. Their references were bad, so they're not moving in. So he's like, yeah, I'm thinking of, like, having someone come in June instead. Like, have their lease start then. And I was like, well, that works out great for me. So he told me that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I was under the impression that, like, we were good. So then I sent him that message at the beginning of the week. And then it's Saturday morning, okay? So Saturday morning, I'm like, I dropped one of my friends off to his, like, the V rail station because he had to go catch a flight. And then... I go back home and I start packing my car. And my plan was pack my car, park it near my new place, walk to work, unpack some of my stuff, and then move my stuff and then go back and forth between my apartments to move everything. So that was my plan. So I'm like putting things in my car and I'm taking a break and I'm sitting on like on my couch, okay? And then I get a call from my landlord. And basically he's like, yeah, you got to move out. And I was like, huh? He was like, yeah, I'm changing the locks tomorrow, like... Yeah, and like people are coming in to take pictures of the place, like, no. And I was like, what? I was like, so you lied? Or like, because that's the thing, technically, yeah, that's fair, because like, yeah, but I'm like, huh?
Last minute.
Yeah, you told me that I had like a bit, because he told me that people weren't moving in, like, and things were fine, like, if I needed time to think, that's what he told me. But then yeah, on Saturday morning he calls me and he's like, yeah, I'm changing the locks, like, leave. Mm-hmm. I was like, are you fucking... I was like, are you kidding me? So I just start crying because I'm so stressed. I call my parents crying and they can't understand me because I'm crying that hard. And then they start getting mad at me and they're like, Roy, what the... Like, they're like, do this, do that, do that. So then I had like 50 people trying to tell me like, oh yeah, no, bro, you should have done this, you should have done that, or Roy, do this, Roy, do that. But I'm like, I gotta go to work. So mm-hmm. I go to work late. I'm crying at work because I'm so stressed. I go work and I just, like, do one whole task the whole day. Because I just, if I served, I think I just burst out in tears. So then I move. And I was awake for, like, 20 or 48 hours. Like, I did not sleep. I moved the entire night. I was, like, moving things at, like, 4 a.m. trying to be quiet. And then, like, I finished moving at, like, 5 or 6 a.m. And, like, I was just in a car. And I wasn't moving. I was just putting things in my car. I was just sitting in my car.
But you're doing it alone.
Yeah. All defeated. It was, like, literally the worst 48 hours of my life. I end up, like, pulling up near the water. And I'm just sitting in my car full of shit. And I'm just, like, what happened? It was going so well. So then I, like, managed to, like, for the first week, my car was still, like, full of all my stuff. And I was just slowly, like, moving things in. And, like, settling down. And then I realized that, like, I left a few, like, kitchen things that, like, the cupboards were small, so it just completely slipped my mind. So I text my landlord. I'm like, hey, like, would there be a time I could pop in just, like, grab them? Like, I don't have to, like, do anything. I can just grab them. And he's like, yeah, the locks are changed. And I was like, I know that. I was so angry. I was like, yeah, I know that. Like, they're changed. Then he was like, he didn't really answer me. And like, he went off on, not, he didn't go off on me, but he like had this thing where it's like, oh yeah, you need to communicate. This man does not communicate, like, with me, at least. Mm-hmm. When I try to communicate with him, like, I was so frustrated because, like, after I moved out, I told him, I was like, hey, all my stuff's out, thanks. And I basically, like, told him, I was like, hey, like, this whole move was just really unexpected for me and, like, took me aback. Like, that's why, like, I've just been so frazzled, because I had to deal with school, then I had work, and then I have, like, a new job that I'm starting. Like, there's just so, I didn't tell him everything, like, this whole explanation, but I just told him, I was like, sorry, like, I was just really overwhelmed, like, it was a huge surprise thing. And he was nice. He was like, yeah, like, if you ever need me as a reference, blah blah blah. No, I'm not gonna use him as a reference, because I think he'd badmouth me behind my back. But yeah, so back to the stuff I have. So he's like, yeah, the locks are changed. So I text him and I'm like, hey, can I come in after, like, my job is done on Tuesday to just get my stuff? He doesn't answer me for, like, a week.
Oh my god.
So then on Tuesday I just show up. I was like, hey, maybe the door's unlocked. No, it was locked. And then he ends up, like, messaging me back, like, later on that week, and he's like, yeah, I'm just gonna put your stuff in a box outside and tell you when it's, and then you just come pick it up. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like,
someone's probably gonna take it.
I was like, are you actually kidding me? So, like, and he still hasn't answered. Like, I don't know when I'm gonna get my stuff. Like, granted, I don't need it, but, like, I'd want it back. But yeah, so that's where I'm at now in terms of moving. It literally, like, crushed me as a human being. Like, I have never, like, I was telling you guys earlier, like, that was literally the lowest point, one of the lowest points in my life. Like, I'm not even exaggerating. Like, it was so bad. Like, I just could not stop crying. Like, it was so bad. Like, when I was in that parking lot near the water, it's like the sun is, like, slowly rising. It's like 6 a.m. and I'm just, like, reflecting on the past, like, 3 months of my life, and I'm like, how did it get to this point? Like, it was soul crushing. It was so bad. Like, originally I was going to go step out of my car and just sit on one of the benches, but then there's a weird guy walking, so I had to go back in my car, and I was like,
you can't even look at the water, like, peacefully.
I was like, why did this happen? And then I didn't even have time to, like, process anything, and I just started my new job right away.
Yeah.
And I think, like, to now, it's like, there's been a few nights where I just cried. But I still don't think anything truly processed, because I've just been go, go, go every single day. Like, I've literally been working every single day. Like, I had, like, a few days off.
But yeah. Like, for people who don't know, Roya has a full-time job and a part-time job. So full-time on the weekdays, and then weekends you're working at Gelato.
Or no, only one weekend, and then I do back-to-back on weekdays. After I'm done there, I just go straight to
my other sometimes job. You do two jobs in one day.
Yeah.
Which is a lot.
But you're off every other Friday.
So yeah. Every other Friday. But then I, like, there's some issues with that I had to figure out today. It's just life.
Are you off this weekend? Because it's a long weekend.
Technically, yeah, but I'm working. So I'm just staying. Like, I'm staying here for the next 2 weeks, and then I'm coming. But I'll tell you guys that after, like, we're done recording. But life,
curveball after curveball,
curveball after curveball. I still don't know how my life got to this point, and, like, I'm just left here with the rubble of what my life used to be, and I'm very bitter. I have a very bitter outlook on life right now. And that's all I gotta say. Thanks for listening.
And that's the end of our episode.
Yeah, that's
the
end of it. And that's not even half of it. That's just, like, the like, abridged version of it.
Yeah, that's the Spark Notes version.
Yeah.
Of Roya's life right now.
Yeah, so, yeah. That's me.
Damn. That's what happened to you in the last month.
Oh,
you're COVID free.
COVID free.
Congrats.
Went to cottage.
Muscled. Yeah, you went to the cottage the one weekend I came back.
Yeah. Yeah, me and Roy went out to breakfast without you. Yeah.
It was actually really fun.
Yeah. Fat L. It was a great time. We had so much fun since you weren't there. Yeah.
So much fun.
I mean, not to try to one up Roy's tragic month, but I have an even more tragic thing.
But I lost a limb.
No. The Leafs lost in the playoffs again.
Sorry. Equivalent to losing a limb.
Yeah.
Jasmine. Yeah.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Sorry for your loss, but didn't we see it all coming?
Or their loss?
Our loss?
Don't they always lose?
Yeah, they haven't. Yeah, okay.
So... Well, would you look at that?
Don't they always choke?
They're big fat chokers, a lot of them. But
they love being choked, lol.
But yeah, so Jasmine's currently grieving the loss.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, the Stanley Cup playoffs is 4 rounds, okay? So if you win one round, you move on to the next. The Leafs have not made it past the first round since 2003.
It's so funny because everyone gets so hype every year because I swear they make it to the playoffs every year, but then they just... There's so much like optimism, like running through
That's
the city.
That's so true.
But even though... they lose every time. Everyone's like, this is the year. No, it's not.
It never has been.
It never is. And it never will be.
Yeah, it's like the most toxic relationship of my life.
Like, yeah, no, okay.
It's honestly Jasmine, so toxic.
Jasmine texted me this morning, and she, I was at work, and she was like, Roya, you know, like how, like, the Leafs are dead. The Leafs are dead to me. And I was like, huh? Or no, like, she told me earlier. She's like, yeah, they're dead to me. Like, I have not watched.
Yeah, they
like,
were last year.
Yeah,
no, that's Montreal.
No, I forget what you said. They're like, well, not anymore.
Well, okay, so they were dead to me last year, and then they realived themselves this year, and then redied last week.
Resurrected.
Yeah.
I would say the Leafs have 9 lives, but it's been longer than 9 years.
It's been real long. Yeah, but it's really funny, Miriam, you're saying like every year.
That's really
true. Optimism is there.
That's so true.
Everyone's like posting on their Instagram. Everyone's wearing jerseys around the entire city. Everyone gets so hype as if they haven't lost everything. It's crazy. Crazy town.
Crazy times. What about you, Miriam? What's going on?
Nothing. I've had a few job interviews, so that's pretty exciting.
A girl boss to be.
TBD girl boss.
Yeah,
I basically got offered
girl boss
one.
In training.
I basically got offered one, but they're like, ooh, the office isn't open, so like we can't formally offer you the job yet. So like, would you want it when the office opens? And I was like, give me a call back when the office opens because I might have another job by then. And then another interview yesterday for a crazy job.
Your dream.
And my Drake one?
Your dream, like, would it be your dream?
It's like my dream internship. Like, it's a really sick internship, and it would look amazing on my resume. So, yeah, I interviewed for that yesterday, and I'm going to find out early next week. But Monday's a holiday, so probably, like, Tuesday I'll find out.
Yeah. Ooh,
but at the end of the interview, they're like, okay, next steps would be meeting with this person from our company and this person from another company. Like, are you available early next week? And I was like, absolutely. Like, I'll make myself available.
That's a good sign.
Yeah.
Not knock on wood.
And my interviewer watches Formula One, so I spoke to her about that. And then when I sent her like a thank you email saying like thanks for taking the time to interview me, I wrote at the end of it like hopefully we'll get to chat more about Formula One as the season progresses.
Not the Formula One segue.
It brings people together.
It does. I feel like everyone and their mothers are Formula One fans now.
Wait, you know what got me my job for the one that I have during my interview? Two of the people that were on the panel worked at an ice cream store when they were younger. So like, I'm in, guys, I got it.
It's the little things.
Yeah.
I did it on the anchor recording and on the Zoom.
Yeah, that like reverberated. I think you gave me like a minor concussion. That like an earthquake in my ears.
That's a new yo sound.
We
have it. We have it. Clip it. Clip it.
Are you okay with that, Mary?
Being yeah, I don't care.
This is the greatest moment of my life. I hope it's like recording. Oh my god, that would be so funny.
But yeah, so that was our lives.
That but was
anything like interesting happening? Because I like learned something that was absolutely bonkers to me.
What was bonkers?
Absolutely bonkers. That's my show and tell time. For some reason, this full-length National Geographic documentary was recommended to me, and it was all about Kim Jong-un. Okay, for the dictator of North Korea. I think we all know.
Thanks for
you know.
Thanks for letting us know.
No,
noted.
Yeah, you're right. Right. Everyone knows that. Okay.
Wait, I thought he was like Justin Timberlake's brother.
I thought he sang Gangnam Style.
Not Jasmine.
Not Psy.
Okay, but like I'm
don't
up. He's
don't disrespect Psy like that.
That's true. Also, like,
apologize,
what happened to him?
Apologize. Formally apologize.
I'm so sorry to Psy for comparing him to the North Korean dictator. That actually might be kind of offensive because those countries don't like each other.
And why would you compare to?
They're Korean.
Exactly. So all of them are
interchangeable.
Wow, yeah. Jasmine.
Okay, that was a joke.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Oh my Docs God. Her. Jasmine lives at blank, blank, blank.
I'll do it. I'll tell
I actually
you.
Don't even know her address.
Yeah, me neither. I know how to get there.
I know exactly how to get there. Don't know the name of the street, number of the house.
Just DM Miriam and she'll send you a Google Maps link. But, okay, do you remember, like, a few years ago, like, I think 2017, when he assassinated his, like, half-brother?
Brother, yeah.
Do you know how that went down?
Yeah, it was wild.
It's a wild story. So, basically, North Korean agents like found so that the assassination happened in Miriam's favorite country, Malaysia.
Oh, geez.
In her favorite place, Kuala Lumpur.
Kuala Lumpur.
Kuala Lumpur.
You didn't say KL.
KL. I didn't know.
She tried. She tried. An effort was made. Noted. That was so bad.
Koala lamps.
Kamala Jumpur.
Jasmine, this whole segment has just been blunder after blunder.
I'm scared to continue the story.
You should know your limits. And just call it quits.
Oh my god.
Jesus.
So yeah.
But they got these like innocent Malaysian girls to think that they were filming like YouTube pranks, basically. Where they would put, like, baby powder, or not baby powder, like, Vaseline on their hands, and then put it on people's faces, and, like, it was on, they were told that it was on a prank show. They did it a bunch of times, and they were being paid for it. It was totally innocent, or so they thought. And then, one day, their next target was Kim Jong-un's brother, but they just told these girls, like, oh, it's just some other guy for a prank show, and if you do this successfully, you'll get a really juicy bonus. So they were, like, extra excited to prank this guy, but instead of putting the normal Vaseline on their hands, it was friggin' poison.
Poison, yeah.
And so these girls like cover his face with poison, think it's still a prank, and run off. And then the guy like is in the hospital and he's like dying, and the girls still have no idea because they just ran off thinking it was just another prank. And then they get arrested and they're like, "Why am I arrested?" And they're like, "You murdered the brother of Kim Jong-un." And the girls were like completely shocked because they thought it was just another prank. And then
they were arrested by Malaysian police, or
by the Malaysian police. Okay. And in Malaysia, I think the punishment for murder is the death penalty.
Yeah.
So they had to like fight it in the courts that they're, and they ended up winning, so they're not dead. But like, can you imagine thinking you did some harmless prank and then you find out you killed, like, you just assassinated for a dictator.
That's insane. I didn't know that at all.
Yeah.
I'd never heard
that's
that.
That's scary.
Like, what if so
they,
scary.
What if they sniffed the Vaseline that was on their hands?
Right.
Well, it wouldn't matter to them, whatever, for them.
Because it clearly wasn't on contact because they had it on their hands.
It's just one of those, like, I guess you can't smell it.
Yeah. And yeah, what's so sad is, like, if something went wrong and, like, one of the women were to die, it wouldn't even matter.
Yeah, no one would know.
Yeah.
Like, no one would know how they
true.
Died.
Like, that's so sad.
They're just being used. Fully just being used.
Mad tings.
Yeah, like, politics is crazy.
What the fuck? How wild. Someone said, at my sorority's formal, we had, like, most likely tos. Mm-hmm. And I got most likely to be a politician. I don't know why people voted for me for that, but Mad Tings is voted for me for most likely to be a politician. Anyways. And
okay, someone wait, also... sorry to... You know, if that was... I would vote for you, too.
Like, vote for her to be politician? Or like, vote for her out of everyone... if she was running?
Yeah. No, or, like in the situation. Like, if I was...
Out of everyone in the sorority, they thought I was most likely to be a politician.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I... From all the stories I hear about the people in your sorority, I would vote for you, too.
I mean, fair enough, I would too. But and the one for how to get away with, like, most likely to get away with murder, mm-hmm. my little got it. And just for like context, my little is a lot like me.
It's interchangeable,
but she's so much cooler than I could ever be. Like, she's really mm-hmm. smart, like, we're in the same program, whatever. It's just, she's so cool. She's like a bartender. Like, she's so cool.
Oh, that's cool.
And she won most likely to get away with murder. Uh-huh. But apparently, I didn't read like the form where everyone submitted their answers. Apparently, like, it was supposed to be me and her together would be likely to get away with murder. But because I'd already won something, they gave it to her. Uh-huh. But I thought that was really interesting.
So they rigged it.
So I would be a politician and I'd be able to get away with murder. So Kim Jong-un, you got
wow.
on your hands.
Watch out.
Watch out,
Jasmine or Miriam, lock your doors.
Me, I'm scared from what you just said. Yeah,
lock your doors.
I might take it personally.
No, I'm not. Okay, let me clarify. I'm not.
That was a joke.
Threatening him. I'm just saying, if you need someone to take over your job later on,
when you have moved on,
you know where to find me. You definitely probably do know where to find me. You probably have my social insurance number, everything. I can help you out. Just kidding.
I'm proposing a alliance.
I joke. Maybe I am.
Oh. We'll stop there.
Yeah, that's enough.
Yeah, I think we've waddled into diplomacy enough. Like,
yeah, I don't, never mind.
Aaron's like, I love nukes.
Jasmine!
Oh, Jesus. I get the same haircut as him, too. Are you wild?
I would literally pay, Miriam, I would pay you to get that haircut. That, like, classic, like, communist haircut.
Isn't it like a bowl cut? What is it?
It's like a bowl cut, but, like,
hey, but didn't
pushed
we...
up.
Yeah, it's like a super sexy bowl cut, if you're listening.
Didn't we all have bowl cuts growing up? I had one.
I did not.
I had a bowl cut. I don't think I. What's a bowl? What is a? Is that like what Anderson Paak has? Okay. Is that a bowl cut?
Okay, not maybe really. Not like a little bit shorter at the back.
Okay, yeah. Maybe no, not I didn't like have a that
bowl cut, but we all went through the bangs.
Oh, for sure.
Hair at the shoulder. Oh,
I never had bangs.
Miriam got out of that one.
Cause I have curly. Like, my hair is like. I mean, Roy, you have curly hair too, but I never had bangs.
My hair was straight.
Oh, because yours would curl, right? Like then.
Yeah, my hair was always curly as a kid. Yeah. So like, I had a pixie cut. Like, my mom has short hair. I had hair like hers, and then my hair grew out.
Yeah, my hair was always straight, and then it got curly. It was a confusing time for me. I was like, well, "What the heck's going on? Why is it so poofy? Make it stop! Water, please!
Make it stop!" Mom, what's happening? My body's changing.
Oh my god! Okay, wait. The other day, I was at Shoppers Drug Mart, okay, and it was the most like wholesome like interaction. Basically, it was this mom with her two young daughters, okay, uh-huh. and like they were shopping for like pads and like tampons because like you know mm-hmm. for the older daughter, and then you know like the mom's trying to like show her like things and like looking around. They're like playing with the deodorant, you know. They're just like running or you know learning, yeah. okay. Then the younger sister was like, "Why does she get stuff?" She's like, I want stuff. Like why can't I? Like, why is she getting them? She's like, why can't I get them? And like, the mom was just so frazzled, and I was like, this is so wholesome.
Do you know she's not trying to get attention for the older daughter? Because I bet the older daughter's so embarrassed, anyways.
Yeah. And then like the younger sister was just like, why does she get stuff? Like, can I buy something? It was so funny. And like the mom was just trying to say, like, you don't need it.
Oh, it was so cute. You don't want it, babe. You don't want to go through that.
But yeah, it was just such a wholesome.
I watched this movie called Good Boys. Have you guys watched that? It has Jacob Tremblay in it. Really funny. It's like, but there's a scene with like three boys who found like a tampon, mm-hmm. and he's like, "What is this?" And Jacob Tremblay is like, "Oh, this is what girls put up their butts so babies don't come out."
An eighth grader told me. I was at somebody's house recently, and I needed a tampon, mm-hmm. and
it was a tampon.
And it was a man's house, and I was sitting there, and I was like, "Can you drive me to Shoppers?" I don't think I've ever told you guys this story. No. I was like, "Can you drive me to Shoppers?" And he's like, "Why?" Meanwhile, we're in the middle of watching a movie. And then I'm like, "Can you drive me to Shoppers?" He's like, "Why?" I was like, "I need a tampon." And he's like, "Oh, I have some." I was like, "Excuse me? You what?" And whatever, he gave me one. And then I went home and I was thinking about it. And I was like, I don't know if that's really great that he had that. Or right. Also like, why? You live alone.
Right. It's either really big red flag or he's a real feminist.
Does he have any sisters or?
Yeah, but his sister's like 14.
Oh. Well.
I don't think she comes over a lot.
Oh. Right. For him to just have a box of tampons.
Also, she's 14. She might not have gotten her period yet.
Right. Or interesting.
And I was like, I went home and I was like, interesting. But I decided that's not a battle I wanted to fight.
Having a box of tampons. Hey, you got a free tampon. Those things are expensive.
I did indeed.
You should have like taken the whole box. He doesn't need it anyways.
True.
I really should have.
Now, if you take the whole box and you go back the next time and there's a new box, you know something's up.
Mm, and he's gonna be like, "I got them for you." I'm like, "Yeah, sure." I haven't been here in a month.
Is it because I'm moody?
I should ask him. I'll text him.
Carbon monoxide. Odorless, but deadly.
I didn't know this became a science podcast. The Earth's crust.
Okay, failed. So, yesterday, I'm driving home from work, and I get a call from the girl I'm living with, and she's like, "Roya, our carbon monoxide," because she just got back from work too. She's like, "Our carbon monoxide alarm's going off. Like, I don't know what to do. Like, because the way it sounds, it's definitely because of the batteries, but like, we're not gonna let that thing ring." So I'm like, "Yeah, like you should like probably just call the fire department. Like, it's better to be safe, just because it is odorless.
Yeah, and deadly. It's a silent killer.
It is." Mm. So I get home, okay, and I'm pulling up, but like I can't pull up to like the street because the fire truck's there. And I'm like watching it. I'm like seeing the leave. I end up coming in, and then you know it's fine. You know, like they're like, "Yeah, it was definitely the batteries. Like they like replaced it."
Wait, I'm sorry. Are these firefighters like? Are they in hunky? Uniform?
Yeah. That's what she told me. She's like, "Yeah, they're hunky," and I was like, "Man, I wish I saw," because I came right when they left. Like,
Are they wearing their helmets and everything?
Yeah, they're on duty. They're on duty.
Okay.
So basically, they do it.
Are you sure you didn't pull this alarm?
Sorry, officer. And then, so they do it. They're like, "Yeah, it was just the battery. Like, but you did the good thing to call because that's what you're supposed to do." Just because it is odorless and deadly, that's why it's
get it. You can't. No way, actually. Can you say can you smell it?
No, you can't. It is odorless. Wait,
but you can
deadly.
Like detect it with your nose, right?
Really?
No.
But guys, it can keep you alive, right?
Guys, it's scary. It's scary stuff we're dealing with. But yeah, so they like fix it, and then we were joking about how like
is hunky. It like scarier than like
okay shut up monster? So we're joking because like men in uniform hunky, you know the drill,
right?
And then
the drill, of course.
And then we're just like, you know,
we are women, of course we know.
Wait, so there were like, no fire women, they were just firemen?
No, just men.
Interesting. It says a lot about society.
We need more women in the force.
Where are the hunky women?
So
wait, I have a question. Like, sorry, side note. Do men think about fire women the way women think about fire men?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Because I feel like the women's like physique would be not visible with the fire suit, you know?
Can't see tits and ass.
you're just a like genderless blob.
Okay, anyways, continue.
So yeah, so we're cracking jokes and then we're saying how, because like when they came in, they told her, they're like, yeah, like, because, you know, like obviously calling like the fire department, you know, some people were like, that's kind of excessive, but like, because she was like, I don't know what to do, like I don't want the whole like fire truck to come, I just need someone to come with like a detector. But they were like validating her, they're like, no, you did like the responsible thing to do. And then we're like, wow, we love when men like validate. So then they end up like going out, we're out until like 10 o'clock, we come back, and then it's going off again, and we're like, not again. So we're trying to push it, push the button so that it stops, but it literally won't stop. So we end up just like tearing it out of the roof or ceiling, take off the batteries and go to bed. And we're like, honestly, the windows are open, we're fine. But no, but we, as morbid as this is, and I thought about it too, like if, because we have cats, so yeah, if there was carbon monoxide here, they would have been dead when we got home, and they're not, so.
That's true.
But yeah, that was my past 24 hours. It was quite exhilarating.
But did a Dalmatian come?
No.
Damn.
Okay, wait, guys, remember in elementary school when like the fire truck would come for your like school events?
Yeah.
Remember, was it Spot the dog? Like, remember when they would give you like the fire training and there's those like big pencils and like the stickers, like stop, drop, and roll?
Yeah, I think it was Spot. I feel like Spot is a very classic dog name that I never hear about anymore.
Yeah. So sorry, I just remembered.
It's definitely one.
I remember I saved that pencil. It was like one of those jumbo pencils, and I saved it, and it's probably somewhere in my house right now. But
I'm thinking of Paw Patrol, actually.
Paw Patrol, be there on the double. No pups too, or no jobs too big. No pups too small.
I've never seen Paw Patrol.
I've never seen it, but man, like, it's huge. I feel like every kid watches Paw Patrol.
It's Paw Patrol and PJ Masks, man.
PJ Masks, what is that?
When I was
Pajama doing my mask? Co-op.
When I was a young warthog.
when I was doing co-op in a kindergarten class, all the kids will talk about PJ Masks. And then, like, the only way to
get them... Is that a person?
No, it's a show. That's the only way to get them settled down. Yeah, the only way to get them to settle down was, like, playing PJ Masks.
What is it about?
I have no idea.
Wait.
Okay. Like, I think it's, like, superhero
mask
kids.
Or masked?
Masks.
PJ Masks. Masks?
Yeah. Interesting. I think.
I'm going to Google it. PJ.
I think it's, like, superhero, like, kids that are...
Oh, found it. Animated series.
It was huge when I... Back in the day.
Oh, it was just, like, kids. Like, yeah. Superhero kids.
Did I not just say that?
No, I wasn't listening.
Yeah.
No, I need to Google this now myself.
It looks really interesting. Maybe I should give it a shot. New Netflix series check.
Let's do a group watch.
I mean, first of all.
They were the Power Rangers. Interesting. Bro, my street is so loud.
Minus two.
Nice it.
Nice it.
Old people live here. Can't be playing those kind of music with swearing. Are you stupid?
Is there a movie that you are excited to watch with your future child?
No.
Really?
No. I don't even know if I want to.
What are you
going to
say? Jaws?
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited to watch movies with my kid. But like, I'm excited when they like reach certain ages and we can watch
musical. You're gonna watch like Jurassic Park with them. I know.
Yeah,
I knew it.
Yeah,
I'd
but
be excited to show my daughter like High School Musical.
That'd be cool, right?
I or watched, like mommy loved this.
This was mommy's jam.
You know what I'd want to show my kids?
What?
The classic film. I would argue one of the best movies. Nerve.
Nerve?
Nerve. The one with like Emma Roberts.
Oh,
and, yeah.
Nerve.
I love Nerve. Such a
I love when they play Electric Love.
That song will it is my favorite song. It makes me so happy. Yeah, it's the best movie that has come out. Oh wait, actually I have another opinion. Uh-huh. I've already shared this before. Pitch Perfect 2 in particular. Pitch Perfect 2 I think is a great movie. I think it would have been Pitch Perfect's peak had it not been for that stupid flashlight song. I hate that song.
Roy's rant is back.
Oh, oops. I did not mean to.
But it is. That was your rant.
Okay, yeah. I just, like, that sound machine, damn. Did you guys watch Pitch Perfect 2?
No.
I don't remember
Pitch Perfect 2. Are you guys serious?
I do remember Pitch Perfect 3.
I remember the first one. I haven't seen the other two.
I didn't watch the third one. I only saw, like, the
ending. Third one was, so obviously a cash grab.
That's why. The second one was, like, right in the middle. Like, obviously, the first one is, like, probably the best one, but 2 isn't that bad.
Sequels that exceed the original, like...
That's amazing.
Incredible.
Do you have an example?
Kung Fu Panda 2.
Oh, yeah.
is, like, if you want to cry at an animated movie, Kung Fu Panda 2 is so sad.
Okay, you Coco? Know what? Oh, remember me. Okay, you know what? It was so sad. How to Train Your Dragon. Was it the second or the third one? Spoiler alert, when the dad dies, that was so unhinged of them. That was so unhinged.
I've never seen any of them.
I saw it in the movie.
I'm a How to Train Your Dragon book girl. I stay with the originals. Oh, my fucking bad. Damn. Do you even read the books, Roya?
I didn't even know it was a book series.
I was obsessed with that series.
Of course you were.
Loved it.
Says Nerd. A lot. Says a lot.
Nerd.
Nerd alert.
I wanted the dragon so bad. Wee-woo.
Sorry. Jesus. Sorry, my nerd detector's going off.
It's not carbon monoxide.
Call the fire department.
Yeah, I hated the movie.
Yeah, and I don't care about your opinions.
Well, I didn't ask for a glass of your opinion. Okay.
I know that sound. I know that sound. I would have joined, but I wanted you to suffer in the awkwardness.
Oh, Jesus.
This is Roy of the past month.
Yeah, literally.
No one can see what you're doing.
No, but you can hear it.
Yeah, it could be anything. Snorting lines.
Right. It's like...
This is Roy.
Yeah. Wow. You're making fun of me?
Yeah.
Yeah, rich coming from you, Jasmine.
So something that has been happening is
you know what? I don't care.
Okay. I deleted Instagram. This is my I think I deleted it on Tuesday. This is my third official day without it on my phone.
F you, Meta. Take this.
Okay.
Jasmine?
Cool.
Oh my god.
I don't get it. But
what? You don't get it?
You don't get it? No. Okay. Let's just continue. Let's just continue. I don't even want to explain it. Miriam, you get it, right?
I got it.
Thank you. Thank you. Wait.
What happens when I...
It kind of makes sense. She hasn't been on Instagram.
Yeah, this is what happens when I delete Instagram.
No, but it doesn't take a fucking rocket scientist to understand the joke.
Well, apparently it does. Apparently it does.
Meta? Like Facebook changed to Meta? Meta owns Instagram?
And you what did delete, say?
And you delete?
You delete Instagram? Instagram, therefore fuck Meta.
There you go. You're taking a stand.
Should one delete an app within the metaverse, then therefore the individual is saying fuck you to the metaverse.
Wait, do you think in another multiverse Jasmine has Instagram?
What a lame multiverse where like one I have one.
I love making multiverse jokes just because I hate Marvel. Like I'm not into the superheroes at all. So it's always fun.
I've just been seeing TikToks like in another multiverse, I hope I fell in love with his best friend. It's so funny.
In another multiverse, I hope I'm interesting.
In another, oh no, I'm not.
That's enough.
That's yeah.
Okay. So continue. So
but yeah, I deleted Instagram. It was getting to a point where I was just going on it like it was like a pacifier for a child.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Wham! I need to see another story. And I was spending so much time on it, and it was like a habit. Like any second I had that I was bored, I was on Instagram. And then when I deleted it, it literally felt like there's a hole in my life. Like, there's literally a hole in my screen because I don't... It's gone.
Dramatic much.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's been very lonely.
You're so drama. So drama. Jasmine, so drama.
Yeah. I don't think anyone has had a harder life than me the past 3 days. Mm. I don't think
so either. Ever.
Yeah. Honestly. Yeah. I think...
Yeah.
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 Poverty solved.
I mean, poverty is not that bad. Conflict I didn't in have
the
Instagram.
World, solved. The war currently going on? Over.
Done. Yeah, but they have Instagram. Oh, I'm kidding. I know my life is total. I'm privileged. So privileged. That was sarcasm. I hope people can like catch that.
I don't think they did.
I think they all missed it.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah. So while I've been like being like a monk, like I've basically become a monk. Like
it goes from bad to worse.
Doesn't you amaze me in this sense? Like you just keep digging, you keep going.
Yeah. So
like you can be dehydrated, exhausted, but if you have a shovel in your hand, you're gonna dig. If there's one thing you're gonna do in this life, Jasmine, it's dig.
And dig deeper and deeper. Wait, could you guys go 3 days without Instagram?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do it. You should do it, and then we come back on the podcast. And
I don't like you telling me what I should and shouldn't do with my life.
Wear a mask. Checkmate. Are you anti-masker, Raya?
I'm just an anti-Jasmine.
Period.
Okay, Slay.
What's one social media you can't go without?
Sorry, I think it's so funny because we're just filling time.
Because I don't know what to say. What is your favorite social media?
You and why? Slay, we could end it. We don't have to keep talking.
Like I said, if there's one thing Jasmine's going to do, it's dig.
Dig.
She won't even think of a new topic. She'll just keep digging.
Yeah, okay, fine. I'll think of a new topic.
Okay,
if think. One animal could go extinct, which one would it be?
You.
Why would it be the mosquito?
It wouldn't be the mosquito.
I would do the mosquito because do you know how much fun it'd be to be outside without having to worry about mosquitoes?
No, I would kill off bees. Bees, I'm sorry.
Wasps?
All of them. All of the above.
Damn, so we're dead.
Okay, wait, no. Let's do hypothetically extinct and there's no, like, greater repercussion.
Okay.
Because yeah, if you get rid of bees, we're screwed. We don't have food.
Bees and spiders. Anything with more than two legs.
I said one.
Oh.
Anything with more than two legs? That's, like, everything.
I'm just kidding. Anything with more than four legs, get rid of it.
Honestly, that's a pretty good rule.
Yeah. Because, like, fish, I don't care about, like,
but fish don't have legs, so they don't have more. I know, exactly.
So they don't count. So oh, then, I see. Like, do your thing. Arachnids, fucking bees.
What's your thing with bees, Mary?
Centipedes. Centipedes, millipedes.
Wait, guys, wait. Speaking of
roaches.
Speaking of spiders, get out of here. I'm in this new era in my life where previously at my old place, if I saw a spider, I would like trap it in a cup.
Pacifist.
Like, no, not a pacifist. Trap it in a cup, like kill it. Like with uh-huh. like a chemical, like a Lysol thing, then flush it down the toilet.
Because
I didn't want to squish it because I had carpet and like I don't want to squish a spider.
Right.
But I'm in a new place right now, and like I don't know what happened to me. I think I've just become so desensitized in my life where like I'm like I said, I was at the lowest points in my life. I saw multiple bugs, killed just, like, all of them.
Is it hard
exerting your rage? Wait, yeah. Lysol kills bugs.
Yeah.
If you spray them enough, or is it, like, poison to them?
I don't know.
I saw this.
They died.
That's what matters.
But yeah, like, I've just been, like, I'm at a, like, it's wild, because, like, I'm actually terrified of bugs.
Yeah,
I think. Like, recently, like, I've been seeing the most whack bugs, and I've just been getting them all.
Killing them, like, is awful. Like, I can't mentally squish it.
Yeah, like, some, I don't know.
Like, I will, but I can't.
Something just happened in my life and I'm just a changed woman.
Last week, for some reason, there was a bunch of ants in my house.
Uh-huh.
And not a bunch. It was like 10.
Mm. Not a lot. But no, but if there's 10, then like there's probably more, you know?
So I would see them, but they weren't like a bunch in one area. Like they just like pop out.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know where they were coming from. And I don't like squishing bugs with like a tissue.
Yeah.
So I had like a little block of post-it notes, and every time I would see one, I would just throw the post-it notes on the ground and it would kill them.
Well, when there was...
we realized where they were coming from. There's like a bunch of ants outside my house. My dad just like put
just chemical warfare
raid all over them. And we haven't had an ant since.
Rip.
Slay.
That's good. Hopefully you got the queen.
They learned their lesson. Don't step foot in my house.
Take this as a warning, ants.
Yeah, bro, I hate bugs. What the fuck?
But yeah, so
Okay, so Miriam would get rid of bugs, basically. Even though I said one species, she
got I would get rid of birds because one shit on my car the other day while I was driving. Get rid of
birds?
Birds are so harmless.
It shot on my car while I was driving. And I'm
like, you know they can't control it, Roya. That's not fair of you.
It had the runs. What does he want it to do?
Yeah, you know not birds don't have bladders. Like, not what they eat just falls out of them.
I don't care.
Why is it always white? That's really funky.
It's so gross.
I don't think they can digest, maybe.
So what is white?
Yeah.
Their food. I don't know. How does a worm
they eat trash?
I think white might be their pee. Now this is where we're really getting into like
yeah, Jasmine, aren't you like obsessed with birds? Aren't you like a
I'm not bird obsessed bro? With birds.
Bird I just woman, know okay.
I just know they don't have a bladder.
Keep talking, bird woman.
So it's not loser. Nice of you to make fun of them. You have a physical condition, Roya.
Okay. How about you, Jasmine?
Yeah, both of you actually are just discriminating. Bugs can't control how many legs they have, but a mosquito.
Why are they getting in my area? Like, they can control that. Stop getting in my area.
You sound like if they stop
shitting on my car, then we won't have a problem.
If bees stop coming near me, live, do your thing. If they stop coming into my house, girl, do your thing.
They go in your house.
No, not bees, but just like bugs, like flies. Like, leave the door open, it comes in your house. Like, why are you coming into my house?
Maybe
like you're in my house. You're in my house.
Yeah, and now I'm gonna kill you. You set foot in my house, I'm gonna kill you. I'm not gonna kill bugs outside because that's their house.
But inside, that's my house.
Inside, this is my house.
How about you, Jasmine?
I said mosquitoes.
Oh, you did.
Yeah, because I genuinely hate mosquitoes and I'm see kidding. No purpose in them.
Because yeah. You're so sweet. They love coming to you. You're so sweet. You let it.
Honestly, though, when I was young, like 5, and I went to Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
I was literally a buffet for mosquitoes. Like, if you look at the pictures of me in Taiwan then, I just was, my face was covered in bug bites. Like, just mosquitoes. Yeah, on my face, on my body, like, it was bad. I was just too delicious.
Okay, this might
but
be...
But mosquitoes don't bite me.
I fall in the middle.
They never bite me.
Huh. Isn't that something to do with, like, your blood type?
I don't know.
Probably. I think so.
I don't know what blood type I am.
Okay, you know what I really...
Shut up!
Oh my god, Miriam. You gotta lay off that cheese.
Sorry, guys. I'm lactose intolerant. What can I say? Okay. Bikes? And they do this at nighttime, too. Anyways.
That's so annoying. People need to be quiet at night.
Yeah, bro.
We're sleeping.
Yeah, respect others. Please. PSA, be quiet at night.
PSA, treat others the way you want to be treated.
Yeah, PSA, don't play... music with swears.
PSA.
Find the radio edit.
PSA. Landlords suck. Okay, so sorry. No, okay, not to go back to the first bit.
I'm gonna go back to it. Okay,
I defended my landlord. I was like, you know, all landlords are bad, but he's an exception. Mm-mm.
They're tyrants, absolute tyrants.
All of them.
Just like all the rest.
Yeah, he proved to me that
men are trash.
Unless you're a firefighter.
Unless you're a firefighter.
Actually, no. I went on a date with a firefighter. He wore red pants and fingerless gloves on the date. It was so horrible. So, okay. Fuck him.
Okay, but that except... firefighter, yay.
Man, Mira almost got a firefighter. Like, they get really good benefits.
But he wanted to become a cop. And I was like, oh.
Firefighter, yay. Police, nay.
He wanted to become a cop. And I said, how do I tell him ACAP?
Firefighters are my preferred men in uniform.
Honestly,
EMTs,
like,
are you dumb?
Like, police had a police had like a huge like drop off in like public opinion. I feel like the healthcare also, because of COVID, like people like hate nurses for some reason now.
Why? They're literally saving lives.
I know. Don't ask me why. People do.
But some people don't treat them like that.
But you know what's stable? Firefighter recognizes them.
Within history, firefighters have remained.
Right? Like, slaying. People hate cops, people love cops, people hate doctors, people love doctors, but everyone loves a firefighter. Okay. Everyone wants to sit in the truck.
All I'm saying, back when at my old apartment, I'd have to walk by the fire station with all the trucks, and sometimes they'd be washing it. That's all I'm gonna say.
And then I would walk slower and then I'd forget things and have to walk back.
That's the moral of this episode. But yeah, I think that's a good place. Any last PSAs anyone wants to share? Okay. She's digging.
No, I was about to say something really. Oh man, that would have been say bad.
I was going to say something. No, never mind.
I'll say off the podcast because that would have been bad. Anyways,
it would have been a mistake. I was going to say something like one of those things, like save a horse, ride a cowboy, but I couldn't think of one for firefighters.
Wait, let's try to think. Save a horse, ride a cowboy.
Save a fire.
Ride a firefighter.
Save a house. Kill a firefighter.
Kill a firefighter.
Save a house, burn a firefighter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, I couldn't think of anything.
Nice. An effort was made.
I don't think we should end on kill firefighters. We should say we love everyone.
No, I know what we should end on.
What?
Guys, carbon monoxide is a
silent odorless killer.
Odorless but deadly.
An odorless but deadly what?
Okay. Yes. Sorry, I didn't.
Jesus Christ.
It is odorless and deadly. Thank you.
Okay.
That's it.
Peace and love, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Godspeed.